Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
It's a Steve Hawk kind of day, so it's Hawk Topics. Hello, friends.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
You look great.
Well, all right.
Oh, that is a nice shirt.
That's a power shirt.
It's like a rugby style?
Rugby, close. Golf, but same thing.
I mean, it says USA on the sleeve. Jay, you probably can't see that.
Oh, I can't. Oh, wow.
USA.
Is that new?
No, this is very old.
Okay. New to
it
me,
looks
maybe?
Great.
Thank you.
Are you playing golf today?
No, this was one of those you show up at the golf course wearing your Adidas t-shirt and they say, okay, I'll buy one of your $50 shirts.
Yeah. Oh, so you actually bought that at a golf course somewhere?
I think so. I've done that a few times in my life, in my golfing career.
Because you wanted that particular course's gear or you were unprepared for the weather?
Both.
Okay.
Both have happened.
Yeah.
Or unprepared for their dress code.
Dress code.
Is that what it was?
That too.
They shut down your shirt.
I've had to buy sweatshirts.
No
I've had
way.
To buy beanies. I've had to buy shirts. Just, you need a collared shirt.
Yeah.
Dang it, sorry. I didn't think this place was that nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like drive to the west side of the state. Golf's a place I've never golfed before. You show up and you need a collared
this
shirt.
That. Yeah.
Okay.
They let you wear shorts?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I don't wear jean shorts on a regular basis. Some DJs do, but I don't. That's a horrible idea.
Happy radio day yesterday.
DJs do.
Yeah, that seemed
but I don't.
Very specific.
So it's just a horrible look.
Yeah.
So any shorts that I would wear to a golf course, they're going to be cool.
Do you have shorts around the house to wear, though? Like, do you have shorts that you only wear around the house because they're, maybe they have paint on them or they're beat up or they're jean shorts or whatever?
Lots of basketball shorts with paint all over them.
Yeah. Okay. I was curious if you, have the same... dress code at your house.
I just a sloppy basketball shorts and Nike shirts.
Okay, so you are normal.
I am normal.
Yeah. Steve, you know how it is when you're working around the apartment, Steve, producer Steve, and you have like those specific clothes you wear only around the apartment because...
Yeah, when I get back from work, I just change into my tuxedo. But
Yeah.
So it's totally opposite.
Yeah,
I like that.
He's that kind of guy.
Smart, that's comfy.
Yeah. I tried to explain the whole concept of play clothes to my granddaughter yesterday. And I found that if I say, you want choo-choo grandma, that's what we call my mom.
Okay.
Because she lives by the train tracks.
Yeah. Not as weird as you think.
Not because she chews food or anything. Yeah.
She's finally learned how to chew. It's quite,
but
a big accomplishment.
You want to know what choo-choo grandma used to do to me? Because she's really excited now that she's figured out that choo-choo grandma is my mom and that she always bossed me around, right?
Oh,
and so,
that's funny,
And I was like, choo-choo grandma, you know what she used to make me do when I'd get home from school? We always had to change out of our clothes into our play clothes.
School clothes to play clothes.
Because last night she was riding her bike around in a dress and I was like, those aren't play clothes, really.
Right, I understand,
I was trying to get the concept to her and I think going through, grandma used to make me do this.
That's a great way of doing it.
She thought that was so funny and like, okay, Papa, then we'll change our clothes.
Yes, grandma used to make me take my dress off. This was Kevin.
Absolutely. She would get so mad.
And I think that lasts, not taking the dress off thing, but just through life, because I do the same thing now when I get home.
100%.
And what do I wear to work?
I know.
Shorts and a t-shirt. And then I'll get home and go, well, I better change into... a different shorts and a different t-shirt.
Yeah, but I like this t-shirt and I don't want to get anything on it.
That's true. That's how it works out.
This is funny.
A work t-shirt. It has Evel Knievel on it.
It's so dumb. It makes zero sense, but it makes total sense when you get home. I love that. Do you mind telling us the story that you just told us before we went on the air?
I learned something new about my wife the other day, and it was by accident. I overheard a conversation that she was having with her friends about something that I thought one way, and I found out, nope.
You were wrong.
That's not how she feels.
And?
So, I started a long time ago, every once in a while, putting cucumbers in water.
Oh, sure.
That's cucumber chips.
Yep.
Like sliced.
Dice up a cucumber.
You had it at a restaurant once.
Seen it at a restaurant. Seen it at a hotel.
I kind of liked it. I was like, I do like that.
Right.
That's wedding water.
Yeah.
Yes,
I love
Kevin.
Cucumbers. And it's just refreshing. I'm not big on lemon in water.
Okay.
But cucumber in water?
You like
it. Really like
it.
Mm-hmm.
Very refreshing.
Sounds like the type of thing that someone in a tuxedo would do.
I know. Yes. You would think so. Yeah. Don't you normally sip on that when you get home?
On the rocks.
So. Every once in a while I'll make a pitcher of water, put a whole bunch of cucumber slices in there, and I set it out for the family. We leave it on the counter with ice in there. Hey, just dip into this anytime today. Right. Saturday afternoon, you got that cucumber water laying there.
And has your wife been drinking it?
I thought she was dipping into it just as much as I was. You know, the pitcher will be gone at the end of the day. And
right.
Like, well, I couldn't have drank all that. No way. Look how much coffee I take in.
Yeah.
And then I found out overhearing this conversation that she was having. She was telling somebody, I hate cucumber water. That's a dumb idea. Okay.
Oh, my.
I'm not sure. I haven't confronted her on this.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to hear.
I don't know. You know, it's like, hey, were you just saying that because you're wanting to fit in with a whole anti-cucumber con? Yeah. I don't know what was happening. All I heard was my wife.
That's funny.
And
it is weird how, and you guys have been married for...
Yeah, forever.
Yeah, a long time. This happened at our house probably 2 Easters ago, I think it was. We were having ham, and one of the boys' girlfriends or something said something about ham. Oh, you're not going to take any more ham? I go, I don't really like ham. And my wife goes, what?
What?
Like, almost... Like at that point, 28 years, and I'm just finding out now you don't like ham. I go, yeah, I'm just not the biggest fan of it. You know, I mean, it's like my least favorite. She's like, I had no idea. Why didn't you say something?
All these decades.
Yeah. Almost 3 decades ago, you might have mentioned it.
We've had it a few times.
I'm like, I just figured I'd suck it up. It's a tradition. It's you know, whatever. It's not the end of the world. It is weird, though, how some things you're like, I just never mentioned it. But now, if I have to drink cucumber water, I'm going to make sure you know about it.
Well, and everybody will be watching, too. I think they'll be, what's Jay's ham intake?
Yeah, I know.
Look, he does only take a half a piece of ham. I didn't know. All those scalloped potatoes making up for the lack of ham.
Exactly, man.
Also, not liking ham.
I only like it fried. I don't like baked. I like it when it's like more crunchy, has a little bit of a crunch.
Yeah, that's
to it.
Fair.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I literally now, when I carve up the ham, I go and take it, or my wife will take some and fry it up in the pan.
There you go.
Yeah. So that
Get
like
that little glaze on it.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
that's good. Oh, man.
Everybody's hungry. Sir. Let's have some ham and cucumber water.
USA. USA.
I feel like that's appropriate.
I love it.
Oh my gosh. Hang out for round 2?
I'd love to.
All right, we'll do that next.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Average number of times a person moves in their lifetime, 11.7 times.
11.7?
Kevin James.
Why do you not believe this, Steve?
Because there's so many people who live in, like, one place.
Okay, but one house? Because you know what moving is, right?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot.
Hot Topics, round number 2 with our buddy Steve Hawk in studio.
Hi, guys.
A couple things, then I'll have Kevin and Steve have some hot topics to get to. I did it today. I think it's the first time I've ever done it.
What happened?
I forgot. I did the coffee thing here, where I apparently was so groggy, I didn't empty the pot before I went to fill it, and then it just overflows, because I don't know if you know this, when it's full.
Yeah.
And I thought that I poured it out, but... I was talking to the producer, Steve, and I forgot to pour it out, and I walked back over there like an hour later, and there's this, we have a tray underneath our coffee pot for this exact reason, and it was just full, like late coffee was there, and I sat there for a minute, and I literally looked around the building like,
Who did this?
I might have been the one.
That was me.
I think I might have been me, actually. I didn't think I even said it out loud. You know, our IT buddy Dave's sitting there, and I'm talking to myself, I go, I think that might have been me that did this. And I'm sure he's thinking, yeah, it was you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I finally did it.
Well, congratulations
on
finally ruining our coffee pot.
Right.
Now we get an upgrade.
Do you want to know how many paper towels it takes to mop that up?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot. It goes fast. Oh,
that's why there's an extra roll.
It probably is.
Of paper towels out there.
Yeah, because somebody else here said, I'll take over for you. I see you're busy.
Now I see what was going down here a couple hours ago.
Yeah. It was
a weird morning.
Very fun, yeah. Kevin, what do you got for a hot topic today?
So, Travis Kelce, you know him.
I do.
He plays professional football.
Yes, he does.
Pretty well. He dates Taylor Swift.
Uh-huh.
And he wants to be an actor.
Oh.
He wants to get into the acting world. Now, the first one, Adam Sandler confirmed that Travis Kelce will have a cameo in Happy Gilmore 2.
Yep. Okay. That's
okay. Fine. That's fine. That makes that, yeah. That's great.
That's a good setup.
I agree.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce is now set to star in Loose Cannons, an action comedy that's in development. The plot details are under wraps. They're not saying what it is, but they are saying that he will be one of the main characters in this movie, Loose Cannons. What do we think? I mean,
well, didn't I see him on Saturday Night Live right after the Super Bowl or shortly around there? And he was horrible. I thought, maybe I'm misremembering, that I had these expectations like, oh, could he be like Peyton Manning? Could he be good?
Yeah. Right.
And he was not.
Because he does have a fun personality, right, where you're thinking, oh, this guy will be good. And then he wasn't.
That's what I remember.
Okay.
And so it's surprising to me that maybe not Sandler. That part doesn't necessarily surprise me.
Because Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of movie, that a cameo, that could be very, very easy.
Sure.
But to have a role.
Yeah.
Yeah, like an actual actor.
But, you know, it's not like that's just a cheap gamble. Somebody had to think that and rethink that.
Well, they've made mistakes before. Well, you know how that is.
Look at Burt Reynolds.
Who was...
I don't know where that came from.
That was unfair.
You went in pretty hard on Burt there.
He's great. I'm sorry.
You don't like the facial hair?
No, I love Cannonball
Smokey
Run.
Smokey and the Bandit?
Yeah. Come on,
just just needed a joke and Burt Reynolds came to his mind.
Why Burt Reynolds? I don't know. Let's talk later.
So great. Yeah,
what athletes have become the best actors?
Boogie Nights? I mean, I don't know what else to tell you there, man.
I like Peyton Manning. That's the first one that
comes
to mind.
He's very funny.
Yeah. He has, but he hasn't really done a movie, right?
Absolutely.
Not like a full acting role. OJ was an...
No.
Michael Jordan, Space Jam.
There you go. Okay.
That's fair.
Winner.
I know someone's going to say...
very true. There's so many that I'm just not thinking of, I'm sure.
Kareem from Airplane?
Kareem was in Airplane.
He's pretty good.
That was legit.
Listen, you tell your dad.
Yeah,
you drag Bill Russell's rear end up and down the courtroom. That was a great line.
I know, are we missing one that was like a really good athlete?
Mike Tyson
there?
In Hangover?
Oh, geez.
He was, yeah.
Was Bo Jackson anything? No.
He did a good job in there.
Mm-hmm. I can't think of any.
You get a lot of the singers that will go on to be, you know, that'll do. Lady Gaga was, you know, crazy good,
right,
I guess,
right.
In whatever that movie is, Star is Born.
Right.
Tim McGraw. Well, Tim McGraw's done film after film after film.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to think of their athletes who are really successful in the acting world after they're done, not counting wrestlers. Because
John
wrestlers
Cena.
All turn into that's great true. Actors.
Well, they're all, they kind of have some experience.
They do.
Yeah.
You're
right.
What I mean, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, didn't Kevin Garnett play Kevin Garnett in, what was that Adam Sandler movie?
Boy, I don't know. They kind of blend together.
Yeah, I don't remember it.
Uncut Gems?
I mean, Schwarzenegger was technically an athlete. He was a bodybuilder. He's been in a ton of movies, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, not.
Drawing a blank. There has to be a lot more.
Yeah, it does seem like there should be somebody else that we're missing. Because OJ, all things aside, I mean, we know the ending, not spoiler alert, not good.
Right.
But OJ was like a legit actor for a while, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was definitely. More than commercials. And that's where I feel a lot of the NFL players, they're in commercials.
They're good at
that. Commercials.
But let's see if you can do a movie.
I mean, obviously The Rock, but again, you said no wrestlers, so.
Yeah, because that was first thought of The Rock and John Cena. They're both really do well in movies.
Yeah.
But
seen it, yeah. Mm.
Okay, I pulled up a list of athletes who acted.
All right.
Number one, Bubba Smith.
Bubba Smith.
In Police Academy.
Yeah, I was going to say, he was in all the Police Academy
all
movies.
Seven of them.
See?
He was 500 great. Of them.
Yeah. Was he Officer Hightower?
Hightower. Good call.
I think that was it, Kev, yeah.
I think that's exactly it.
Jeez Louise, that's pretty good.
Love that.
Was
Moses Hightower.
Yeah. Was Stallone ever a sports figure?
Rocky Balboa.
So. Well, I mean, yeah, he's in a sports movie.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
think
oh, that's a movie?
That's like not real?
Like, you know, heck it is.
You know, it's funny. When you said Burt Reynolds today, we brought the ladies from KXOY4 TV up today to play a game.
All right.
So, you know, I mean, Natalie and Allison and Hannah are probably average. Well, they're all in their 20s.
All right.
And you ask a question about you know, we tried to match actors. We were like, okay, you list three actors, I'll list three actors. We'll see if we can match. It didn't go as well as you might think. Nobody had Burt Reynolds.
No.
It was weird. Really?
I should have been here.
Yeah, you should have, because they would have gone, who? You know?
Burt. Jay and I both said Tom Hanks. That did not get any match.
Zero. I'm like, come on. And they're like, no. No. They're like, Glenn Powell. And we're like, oh, of course, you know. I mean, it's just, it is weird to try to match that big of an age gap.
Yeah.
I mean, it just
makes you feel old.
Here's what made me feel old. At first, I go, okay, I got to think of someone young, because I was teamed up with Allison. And I'm like, I'm going to go with a young, good-looking guy. So the first person I thought of was Channing Tatum. And then I was like, no. Channing Tatum's like in his 40s
Yeah,
now.
It's like, he's not young anymore.
No, so I did go with Glenn Powell, which she did not. She went with, who was her young one that she said?
I don't even remember.
Oh, Zac Efron?
Zac Efron.
Oh, yeah. But she's getting old. Come on.
He is getting a little up there. Yeah, but he is a hottie.
It's hard to match. Funny that we didn't have the exact same wavelength mind thought as, you know, 20-something-year-old young females, ladies. Right. Yeah, right. It's crazy how that worked. Yeah.
You know who's a good one, though, for athlete actor?
Who?
Well, actually, please tell.
Is he? Oh, yeah, I guess he did play. Bob Uecker.
Bob Uecker.
Oh, yeah, he played baseball.
Yep.
Yeah.
He did.
Oh, you know, I just thought of another one. Terry Crews.
Yeah.
Oh,
does
nice.
AGT. He did a ton of movies. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, he did some movies. Yeah.
Shaq is also a good one. He's on this list.
Oh, yeah.
Shazam? Come on.
Well, doesn't that be a good movie?
He was in Grown Ups.
There you go.
Shaq was. That's very good in Grown Ups.
Man.
Well, we'll see. Travis Kelce could be the one. Wouldn't it be... This would be classic if he ended up being like the best athlete actor. And then he's married to Taylor Swift and he wins all the Super Bowls. Guy's got it all.
It really could. This could be the beginning.
Again, you got to find the right role, especially at the beginning of some of these guys' acting careers, because if you find the wrong role and it's just so out of character, it's hard to see him in it.
Yeah, I will say that the name of the movie seems to fit, Loose Cannons. Like, okay, that's not a stretch.
They're like, who do we know is a loose cannon? All right, now we know.
Yeah, maybe he'll be the next in the next remake of Willy Wonka.
Yeah, one too many, Steve. Okay. One too many.
Thank you, Steve.
It really was. 99 Coyote
Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
The internet now says that you should walk in a circle, then go backward across the spot where you cross the paths with the cat and count to 13.
I feel like you have time for that.
Nobody got time for that.
Kevin James.
Could you imagine I go back out there and I'm like, he's like, what's up? Nothing, just walking backwards across the spot where the black cat crossed my path in a circle, and I'm counting to 13. Don't worry about it.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Do we have to pay you time and a half for this segment?
No.
Okay, good. All
right. Steve Hawk is Steve here.
Steve Hawk is free today. One day and one day only.
It's time for our clip of the day. You've been here for the clip of the day before.
I have, and thanks for inviting me back.
Yeah, you bet. Well, I just wondered if this would be one that you could relate to.
I probably can.
Have you done, or has your wife done, any back-to-school shopping with your son?
Yeah. Y'all.
Yeah?
Y'all.
Probably not you.
I did a little when we were in New York.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
We did just a little bit there.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, but it was more of just, of course you can have this, but you can't wear it until September.
I got you. Okay. You know.
That doesn't work.
Keep it clean. We don't want to wreck it before school starts.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's a horrible game. I remember playing that as a kid.
It's a bad game because you know it's going to be. Now I'm really going to sneak it into something I really shouldn't do, like go out in the backyard and play football.
It would totally happen already.
Yeah, always.
Why are those shoes dirty already?
Uh-huh.
Well, anyway. Shopping, you know. All these stores have gotten good at giving you incentives to keep coming back.
Yes.
And this is a clip from a young lady who, she needs some help.
Okay.
I bought some clothes for my husband from Kohl's. He needed a new whole, you know, wardrobe thing or whatever. And so I bought him some stuff and we got it. It's great. Loves it. But then I got some Kohl's cash, like $50 Kohl's cash that was just like sitting there. And I was like, I don't want that to go to waste. So I got to spend this Kohl's cash. So I bought some stuff for me. I got some clothes and stuff and
then
a pair of walking shoes or whatever. And I was like, okay, I can't waste that Kohl's cash. So now that's gone. I got that spent. 5 minutes later, I got an email that said, here's your Kohl's cash that you just earned.
Do it again.
No, I gotta buy more stuff. I don't know how to get out. Can someone send help? I'm in a vicious circle. Kohl's very brilliant business plan.
It really
I
is.
Can somebody send help? Or please, can I have testimonies in the comments of how you got out? How did you get out? How did you get out of this vicious, twisted cycle?
It's so true.
The Kohl's Cast conversation at our house is real.
Jay, I have heard you say, yeah, my wife told me, see, you know how much money I saved us today?
Oh, man.
And you're like, well, no, you didn't. Because if you had to spend any at all, that's not saving us money.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, but man, you needed that stuff, and then you got the free stuff.
Well, I was going to get it anyway, just, you know.
I think it's frugal.
I think it's smart.
It is smart, and what brilliant marketing, too, to just every time you spend it, we give you more to come back.
Oh, no, that's genius, it.
Yeah, they just keep you coming.
I don't know if they're the originator of the bounce back, but, man, they are the champion of it.
Yeah.
There's no question.
Yeah, they're real good at it.
And let me tell you what, if my wife, back in the day, before it was on a phone, where there was an actual coupon that had the Kohl's cash, and it was green, you know. And
it looked like cash.
Oh, man, are you kidding me? That's like burning a hole in your pocket. We got to get back there.
Yep.
Wait, what are the dates? Okay,
and
it's
they're
good.
So good.
It's good September
6th
through the
13th.
And you show up, it's good. Like, it's literally, she'd be like, it's okay, September 6th or the 13th, write it on the calendar. Kohl's, Saturday afternoon at noon. We're going to be there. We're going to spend this Kohl's cash if it's the last thing I do. And all of a sudden, we'd forget, or we'd go a day late, and it expired, and it was the 14th.
Oh, that's terrible.
And she'd pull that thing out of there, and be like, dun, dun, dun! No! Fall to her knees screaming, can't you extend the date? No, no! No, sorry, ma'am. Your 36 cents is no longer good.
Not good.
Give me that doggone paper.
That's like my hole is burning. My hole is burning.
Okay.
I just said that. Can we edit that out, Producer Steve? How does this work?
Nope.
That was live.
It's in the Ethernet.
My phone is burning a hole in my pocket today because
Kohl's Cash?
It has the Uber Eats sent a little message that said, you have 40% off your next three orders.
Ooh.
40%.
I mean, he pretty much owes the world to some sort of order.
Absolutely. I mean, that means you have to get lunch now from Uber.
Right.
Yeah. And my stomach's been growling ever since I saw that.
Justify.
The hungriest I've ever been here.
Check the box. Yeah.
So I'm just like, wow.
Take your Kohl's cash.
It's Uber calling. I mean, that's an extraterrestrial force.
It really is.
That has come into your world today.
I love what you're doing.
I mean, if you give me.
Of course you have to do this.
10% off 20. I'm not even looking. But 40%?
Right. Yeah, 40 is great.
That catches your attention.
Mm-hmm. What if there was a coupon world? Okay, follow me on this.
Okay.
There's like let's say there's a bunch of different conglomerates, Kohl's, Uber, whatever, and they all go together and they offer the same. So, you know, one fits all. In other words, I got $40 in Kohl's cash, but you could use it at Uber.
I think there are things like that. Like, because I had a Red Lobster gift certificate.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, but you could use it here, or TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
What? Really?
How did that happen?
You get a plastic bib there. And then
like, okay, I can use it at all these places.
Well, you need new clothes after eating all that food.
Because, you know, they do the same company, obviously, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I get that. I've seen those gift cards. That is an interesting mix. I want it even bigger. I want it more expansive so that, you know, you could spend it anywhere.
Yeah,
I
like that
idea. Just a big pile of coupons just laying around.
I would love that. If it was just like Monopoly money, just a ton of coupons.
Yeah.
Here you go, here you go, here you go.
Yeah, Jordan.
I would shop like that.
I'm so dumb. My credit card, you know, it's like a rewards card, whatever.
Burning a hole in your pocket.
And it, you know, you get the rewards. Well, you look at it. I'm like, I'm never going to spend enough to get an airline ticket.
Sure,
So my rewards, I'll go on there and look and be like, well, what can I get? I have, you know, 2,500 points right now. I can get a gift card. And for some reason, you'll get like $200 in gift cards for spending $10,000.
Right.
You're like, dude, that is a really good deal. That really feels like a good deal.
I got something from the hotel that I stayed at in New York. Hey, thanks for staying here and spending your money here. We've given you I don't know, it was like 2,000 points. I'm like,
whoa. That's a
lot. I probably
lot.
Just racked up a couple of free nights there. I look. No.
No. You're not only 10,000
right.
short.
You need like 20,000 for one closet.
Yeah, it's enough for a mint.
Closet rental.
Right.
Well, you want to keep your bags here?
All you right. get some cucumber water and a coffee in the lobby. Thank you for your stay. Man, points are just magical. Yep. But you get the numbers amazing, though. You know, it's like,
yeah.
And then I love it when they go, oh, we're going to make it 5,000 points. But we also cost you $2 million to get a room
yep.
here.
You're like, but yeah. you can watch Willy Wonka. And-
Thank you, Kevin.
One too many, Kevin.
Oh, never. Copy.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
If everybody's getting the same thing, then I think you give it to them. But if you don't, if it's like, you know, you try to make them unique to each couple, then I think you give them the generic.
Kevin James.
Cost a lot of money, though, for a relationship that ain't going to last.
It's kind of, you can't really say that
you
to
don't get
employee.
To judge that, right? I know. See, that's where. That's
get that on a poster and frame it. There you go.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I don't know what we were talking about there, but it had to be funny. Steve
must
was
have
laughing.
Been.
It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wedding gifts.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that might not have been a great rejoinder.
I don't know. No, I only caught it at the very end.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I missed it because Kevin was scolding me and yelling at me and, you know.
Scolding?
Yeah, I know. I don't even know why. I was like, why are you yelling? And it's just so much yelling today.
Oh, wow. I mean, it's a Wednesday.
Did you fix your counter over there or no? The one that kept.
Oh, yeah. I duct taped it. I put.
So the laminate was coming up from the countertop.
Yeah, and it kept pinching my arm.
Right.
Now, it's still got spots where it's not stuck down, but the tape at least fixed the trouble area.
Have you ever had a toilet seat that's cracked or?
Oh, have I?
Man.
Jay, I've broke a few in my days as a bigger gentleman.
Well,
one time I stood on one and cracked it.
Well, that's not what it's for.
That doesn't count.
You
yeah.
Like, so you stood on the lid?
Yeah, trying to fix,
reach something
get the fan.
Or okay.
Yeah, yeah, trying to get the thing off the fan to clean it.
I understand.
That snapped it. But I've sat on it before and then like, you know, leaned to one side or whatever and it was like snap. You know where it gets it's not.
You're talking
in the
about
right
the hinge
spot.
Of the seat?
No. Well, I broke that too. I'm talking about the seat itself cracks.
Oh yeah, and it pinches you. Man, that is brutal.
It hurts so bad.
Yeah, and you've had some bad luck with like pinching things.
Yeah.
Between that and this counter?
I know. He just can't be trusted with skin.
And Jay, you've had yours pinched too?
I've seen it before where it's been like that, and I've like opted to choose a different method.
Yeah, you don't want to set on it.
Right.
I taped my toilet seat for a while.
Just duct taped it?
One of them, yeah.
Oh, I mean, whatever.
That's kind of what I said.
How'd that go over?
Well, eventually it was, I remember what happened. I got a girlfriend.
Final thoughts.
Yeah. Well, it's also not like they're $1 million.
No, they're not. And then the thing was, I went and bought, my son actually bought me one for Christmas.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
That is, well, at least he knew you'd use it.
Yeah. He goes, I know this is going to be great, Dad, whatever. And then it was more round than.
Than the oval?
Than the oval.
Yeah. That doesn't
and
work.
So it didn't quite work right.
No.
But I put it on anyways.
Huh.
Which son?
You don't have
Tyler.
To ask that.
Oh,
you know. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Sorry.
I think it's the only gift he's ever bought me.
Very funny gift, though.
It is.
Kind of crappy, kind of funny.
Gosh. By the way, that guy,
nice.
Tyler James, turns 30 in 2 days.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Is that right?
What is happening to me?
Are you rolled? Steve, final thought?
30.
Tyler James turns 30 in 2 days. How about that? Did you, I was going to mention this at the beginning of the show, but I'll mention it now. Jay, I don't think you saw this, but Kevin, were you impressed by my crawling skills?
Crawling skills?
Yeah.
Actually, I was not impressed with them, but I was impressed that you stuck with it.
Why were you crawling,
Steve? This morning,
Steve?
Jay, when I came into the studio, Steve was kind of over here in my area a little bit.
I missed this.
But he was going to walk right by me and go to his studio.
Okay.
And instead, I just got real big and gave him no option. Like, and I just kept walking towards him. And he was
correct.
Like, oh. He just kept backing up and backing up and backing up until he was in my spot over
backed
here.
Up into a corner. Nobody backs baby into a corner.
That's right.
And at that point, what did you do, Steve?
Oh, I got under the counter. What? And I started crawling.
And you just got...
So you crawled away from underneath the counter because you knew Kevin couldn't get there.
He did.
That's genius.
And he got down and he started crawling and I think he realized how many wires there were.
Oh, man.
That
it's
are
messy.
Just loose underneath here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that scared you for a second because you started crawling very careful.
Yes.
And I thought, all right, well, joke's over. Come back here, Steve.
Right.
Stand up. But then you stuck with it and you got all the way through. You crawled through.
Man, I go 110%.
Attaboy. You know what? For a joke, no cords ripped out of the console spared.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, how did this get ripped out from the back of the control board there? We were unable to run the station computer. Well, Kevin was trying to block my way, and I got under there, and I was crawling, and I thought it would be really funny, and I ripped it out with my shoulder.
Man, why do I sound like Bailey Zimmerman?
Final thoughts.
Bro, I was under the counter crawling, and I was like, bro, man, I got a cord wrapped around my shoulder, and it was just, I couldn't believe it, bro. I ripped it right out of there, man. Bro, I don't even know what you're talking about, man. I have nothing to do with it.
I wouldn't
even under the counter, man. I eat pieces of bread like you for breakfast, man.
Woke up 2 days in a row with a headache, okay? And
what was her name?
I'm now starting to wonder, hey, that I don't have to worry about. Last night, who did I sleep with last night? I slept with...
Loneliness?
Ooh, no.
Yikes.
Who was last night?
Too soon?
All the stuffed animals are named, correct? Is that
yes,
right?
Yeah. And the dolls.
And the dolls, yeah.
Well, it's confusing because Kat, who was one of Amelia's dolls,
yes,
has changed her name a couple times to Sky.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And Chloe.
But isn't there like a cloud or something?
Cloud. Cloud and Lulu Lipsy.
Yeah.
They kind of are old news because she got new dolls.
Oh, cool.
And so they just like lay in the bottom of the toy box. And I'll bring it up every once in a while.
Yeah,
and
poor Lulu.
Man, I haven't seen Lulu Lipsy for a week. Well, Papa, I'll get her. And then she'll go get her.
That's
and then
awesome.
It'll be out for a couple days.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Last night we were doing surgery on all the animals.
Oh, no. Everybody okay?
Snuggles, which is a big bunny.
Yeah.
And she said that I needed to
what are you doing?
Bring Snuggles to the vet. She was the vet.
Oh, okay.
And I brought him in there, like, and we laid Snuggles down. And I was like, please take good care of her. And she's like, we will. And then.
That's awesome. Were you playing him with any of your granddaughter's toys?
Yeah. She's full of fluid, she said.
Oh, my goodness, Kevin, like, Eugene.
Yeah, where'd she learn that? Probably from my leg.
No.
She's like, I'm going to do surgery. And she's going to cut her open. And she cut her all open. And then she came
over
to
me. She didn't literally cut her open.
No, okay. She did that when she was younger.
Okay.
And she learned her lesson where she took scissors and did surgery on all of her toys. So she knows now. But she said to me, did the little thing where she holds both hands up so she can whisper a secret.
Oh, I bet. Good at whispering, I imagine.
It's fake surgery.
It's a fake surgery.
It's fake surgery.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, okay. She goes, but just pretend it's real.
I see. She's a wrestler.
Yeah, I will. All that to say whatever I was going to say before, which was what? What was I talking about, Steve?
Wrestler.
Happy trails to you.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
That's the show. Gotta go. Thanks to Wendell Motors for being part of it today. Appreciate that. On the way out, let's go ahead and qualify a couple of people for the Silver to Silver sweepstakes. You have your chance to win 4 tickets to Silverwood for this season and a 2-night stay at the Silver Mountain Resort. Silver to Silver. And you can qualify right now, 509-441-0999. When I was on the road, I stopped at a restaurant. You know, the whole family was there.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're traveling across the country, and I go to use the restroom, and I sit down, and the toilet is so loose. Not the seat, the toilet.
Oh, the toilet to the ground. Yes, I've had that before.
Oh,
too,
my gosh.
That's a weird feeling.
I actually got up, and I go to the kid behind the counter, hey, man, just so you know, I know you're really trying to get those chicken fingers cooked, but... that stool is going to fall off the ground there, and you're going to have more of a mess than you want.
It's a gonna fall off.
It's a gonna fall off.
It's a gonna fall off. That's when you think, oh man, am I gonna be one of those videos that we've seen on America's
Holy
Funniest
smokes,
Home Videos
Kevin.
Where it just tips over and everything flies out of the ground?
The funny thing is, I looked down and it looked like somebody had put some sort of epoxy glue.
Yeah.
Which clearly
was not the right kind.
Clearly didn't work. Clearly didn't work. And so I said to the guy, I go, hey, that's really loose. Like, it's gonna just break off. And then you're going to have a huge mess. He goes, yeah, we put some glue on it. At least you're aware of it. At least you know. And then I said,
I want to fix that.
Yeah, that's not going to be on me when it breaks. And I hope I'm not standing in your restaurant.
No.
Because that's going to be fun.
That's
said no one. All right, let's take caller 7 and 8 to qualify for the silver to silver. Thanks for being here. We got to
so
get out.
So glad you came. Bye bye.
Plus, Kevin almost had to read a newscast.
Bye bye.
Yeah, that was a little weird. Bye-bye. I was ready though.
Thank you.
I reached for something to touch on the touchscreen. I'm not gonna lie. I slipped off the phone book.
Okay. Don't hurt yourself.
When I did that, my finger went lower than it was supposed to go, and it hit the touchscreen button next to it.
You know, I'm surprised that doesn't happen more often, though. That thing is slippery.
The phone book?
Yeah.
It's a challenge. I love